ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತಿ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ,
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 ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತಿ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ.
ಲೀವಿಂಗ್ ಕುಂತೀಸ್ ಕ್ವಾರ್ಟರ್ಸ್, Krishna returned to the palace of Duryodhan. Without hindrance, he passed through the heavenly guarded gateways and came to the vast palace occupied by the Kaurava prince. It was comparable to Indra's abode. It appeared like a mass of clouds and was as high as a mountain. The white marble building was decked with countless gems and gold engravings. Krishna entered and went along the wide corridors, which were decorated with golden images of the demigods. Krishna passed through three large divisions of the palace, each designed and decorated in a different mood, and at last Krishna reached the central hall. There he found Duryodhan seated amid 1,000 kings and warriors. And there were three people next to him. Who were they? Karna, Shakuni, Dushasan, his posse, his boys. They all rose to greet Krishna as he entered the hall. Duryodhan came down from his elevated seat and welcomed Krishna warmly. He showed him to a large throne covered with an exquisite silk carpet and soft white cushions. When Krishna was seated, Duryodhan personally worshipped him and offered him the traditional gift of a cow. Ah, so far so good, right? Duryodhan seems pretty good. Duryodhan's brothers also came and worshipped Krishna, along with the other kings. When the rites were complete, Duryodhan folded his palms and said, "We are honored, O Govinda. What can we do for you? You may consider this wide kingdom and all of our wealth yours. Please be gracious and accept an invitation to dine with us. We have prepared Dushasan's palace for your residence, which is superior even to mine." Now, Krishna responds, "I will not eat with you, O hero, nor shall I stay in Dushasan's palace." Now keep in mind, right? They all worshipped him. They made a nice throne for him. But Krishna says, "I will not eat with you." Duryodhan smiled and spoke with forced humility. Means he didn't really mean it, but all right, I'll force it. It wasn't from his heart. Because it's impossible for someone like Duryodhan to be humble. It's not possible. Can a jackass be a horse? Duryodhan can't be humble. It's impossible. Just like, can Yudhishthir be bad? No, it's impossible. He's too good. He's too good. Right? When you think about all that, it was because he was too good. Duryodhan smiled and spoke with forced humility. "Krishna, why do you refuse our invitation? O Janardhan, are we not as dear to you as the Pandavas? Surely you see both parties equally. Your relationship with Dhritarashtra is as close as your relationship with the Pandavas. O Madhava, please tell me why you will not accept our hospitality." Krishna says, "Only those messengers who have gained their objectives should accept the hospitality offered by those who have received his message. Krishna raised his long arm and held out his palm toward Duryodhan. After you have fulfilled my wish, then you may entertain both myself and my followers. In other words, this is before Krishna's speech in the assembly hall, when Krishna makes the last ditch attempt at peace. So this is the evening before. Alright? Struggling to control his anger, Duryodhan replied. So, first we had false humility, and now there's anger. So Duryodhan says, "It is not befitting that you treat us like this, O Madhusudan. Whether your objectives are achieved or not, we are bent upon pleasing you with our hospitality. You have denied us that opportunity with no good reason, O best of men. We feel no enmity toward you, and therefore cannot understand why you snub us in this way." So Duryodhan is trying to force Krishna by these subtle ways, the way he's talking, trying to preach morality to Krishna. Kind of funny. Of all people, he wants to preach. But Krishna was grave. Krishna said, "I never abandon virtue from motives of desire, anger, hate, or attachment. One should eat another's food if there is love between them, or if one is in distress." So Krishna is saying here, you eat at someone's house if there's love. Or if you're starving, you don't complain. You take the food. Right? "O king, you do not please me, and I am not in distress." So you can't use that for Krishna. Right? "You do not please me. For no reason you have borne malice toward the Pandavas from their childhood." Right or wrong? Right? From the childhood. "Your cousins..." He's talking about the Pandavas. "Your cousins are virtuous and devoted to the good of all beings. Whoever bears malice for such blameless men bears malice towards me." So this teaches us, right? Don't offend Krishna's devotee and then claim to be, "I'm Krishna's devotee." It doesn't work that way. You have, like Prabhupada used to say, that when you meet someone on the street, he may have a dog. So what do? "Oh, what a nice little doggy." Now the man thinks, "Oh, he likes my dog. He's certainly going to like me." That's just psychology, right? But if you say, "Bad dog, I hate that." So you love Krishna's devotee, then you're going to get the attention of Krishna. Okay. "One who follows the virtuous follows me. Know that I am merged in the Pandavas and cannot be separated from them." Krishna looked intently, but without anger, at Duryodhan, who frowned. So Duryodhan is... But Krishna is no anger on Krishna's side. "O Bharata, whoever becomes antagonistic toward a virtuous man, impelled by lust or anger, should be known as the vilest of men. One does not keep prosperity for long. On the other hand, one who wins over virtuous men with services and kind words, even though they may not be dear to him, gains great renown in the world." Now listen to what Krishna says now. "Your food, Duryodhan, is defiled by wickedness. I will not eat it. I prefer instead to stay with Vidura and eat his food." Now, Duryodhan is what? A Kshatriya. What's Vidura? Shudra. So just see how Krishna thinks. He's not going to eat from Duryodhana's house. Why? Your food is defiled by wickedness. So, these words of Krishna are very, very instructive. What did we learn? That it is very important that we be on the side of those persons who are with Krishna, the devotees. And don't have any kind of friends who are like Duryodhana. Reject those kinds of friends. Our friends should be devotees. Then we can expect Krishna will eat our offerings. Note, I find it very significant how they worship Krishna and they were saying nice things. Krishna wasn't interested because he knew, right? You are, since childhood, you have been against the Pandavas and they are merged with me. So we have to be very, very respectful and humble to all Krishna's devotees. Vancha kalpata rubyashta kripa sindubhyaya bhaja patitanang bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo. All right.